Stop 1. Possenhofen Station. Kaiserin Elizabeth Museum. Introduction. The Empress and the Lake. Munich. At 11 o'clock on Christmas Eve, the Duchess Ludovica of Bavaria has given birth to a princess. Her Royal Highness and the newborn Duchess are in the best of health. The birth of Elizabeth on Sunday, the 24th of December, 1837, was the day's biggest story in the Münchner Abendzeitung newspaper. On Christmas Eve, the Christmas Angel, as her father called the third of his soon-to-be eight children, was born in the Herzog Max Palais in Munich. As was reputedly also the case with King Louis XIV and Napoleon, the girl already possessed a first milk tooth, a rare quirk of nature. Mind you, this is how we should imagine the later empress as a whole. Sissi's childhood, which she spent partly in Munich and partly at Possenhofen Castle, was very different from what was to await her in her future role as empress at the Vienna Hofburg Palace. The Inbayern family spent carefree summers in the nowadays whitewashed castle at Lake Starnberg. Her father, Duke Max, originated from a not unimportant collateral line in the Wittelsbach family and was married to Ludovica, the half-sister of the Bavarian king, Ludwig I. He enjoyed an affluent existence without any of the burdensome representative duties endured by the ruling family in the Munich residence. Alongside the feudal palace in Munich's Ludwigstrasse, he had also acquired castles in Possenhofen and Garretshausen. Young Sissi spent many happy summers here with her seven siblings. Ludwig, Nene, Karl Theodor, known affectionately as Gackel or the Cackler, Marie, Mathilda, Sophie, and Maximilian Emanuel, known as Mappel. While their mother looked after the offspring, their father, known as Max the Cither Player, ascended such notable locations as the Egyptian pyramids, with the so-called Scallywag's instrument under his arm, where he played Bavarian folk tunes. In 1846, he published his self-composed Alpenklänge, or Alpine Melodies, which provide the soundtrack for the upcoming chapters of this walk. 8 years later, in April 1854, his wife's matchmaking attempts finally reached their climax. Elizabeth married the Emperor of the Habsburg Empire and left her beloved Bavarian homeland. In retrospect, Elizabeth is widely regarded as a role model, a woman who followed her instinct to strive for personal fulfillment and independence, despite the narrow scope of opportunities open to her at the time. Her constant attempts to escape from the traditional role of the dutiful wife and caring mother soon led her to return to her family at Lake Starnberg for a few weeks almost every year. In the hotel named after her, she counted her obsession with beauty and her restlessness by training and caring for her body, by swimming in the lake, horse riding, and walking in the surrounding area. She also visited her family in the castles at Possenhofen and Garretshausen, or on Rose Island, the place of refuge of her second cousin, King Ludwig II. She would arrive by luxury saloon train at Possenhofen Station, which today is now the Kaiserin Elizabeth Museum, and would leave her homeland paradise from the station in Feldafing. The Empress, who attained mythical status soon after her violent death in 1898, wrote the following poem upon her departure from the lake in 1886, the year of the death of the fairy tale king. Farewell, my beautiful homeland lake. You, my childhood's cradle. Banks bordered by boasting mountain heights in the lap of alpine peaks. Farewell, my lake. Into your lap I cast this day my homeland. Homeless, restless, I set forth, anew for the big, wide world.